there's the story. Okay, it's quite a long story, but I hope you get just the sense of the intensity of it. The way that Pilate is kind of being backed into a corner by these people until eventually he makes this terrible decision. Why did he do it? What are the factors? Well, there are lots of factors. I just want to highlight one or two of them. First thing is, he clearly was afraid of people. He was afraid of the Jewish leaders. Why on earth was it? They were so cheeky, weren't they? They came to him in the middle of the night and said, with this Jesus of Nazareth, he said, why are you here? What's he done? We wouldn't have brought him if he hadn't done something wrong. Such impertinence, and it shows that they felt that Pilate was vulnerable, and they were right to feel that. Pilate was vulnerable. He didn't have a good relationship with the Jewish leaders. They'd already complained at least once to the emperor about Pilate. We know from Luke's gospel that Pilate had massacred some people during a worship service somewhere in Galilee. So that's not exactly the way to make friends with the people he's trying to rule, is it? There had already been a revolt. This guy Barabbas was one of the ringleaders. He was in prison awaiting execution. Things were not good in Pilate's relationship with the Jewish people, and they knew it, because there was this unspoken threat in whatever the Jewish leaders said that if he didn't do what they wanted, they would just complain to Caesar. And that was not what Pilate wanted. He was afraid of the Jewish leaders, and you can feel that sense of his vulnerability through what happens. So he's afraid of the Jewish leaders. He's afraid of the mob. And the mob is just so volatile, isn't it? I'm absolutely convinced, some people disagree about this, but I'm absolutely convinced that at least some of the people who were in the mob that day calling out for Jesus to be crucified had a week before on Palm Sunday been hailing him as the Messiah. The mob is just so volatile. Pilate was afraid that there would be a riot. And if there's a riot, this was the reason he's in Jerusalem. He didn't live in Jerusalem. He lived in Caesarea. Very nice place, palace by the Mediterranean. But at high days and holy days, he went up to Jerusalem. He had a little palace there, quite close to the temple, close to the fortress, the Antonia Fortress, where they kept the Roman soldiers, so he could keep a lid on any trouble. If there was ever going to be trouble, it was going to be at one of the major festivals when there were hundreds of thousands of people in the city. He had to be there, and he was there on this occasion. He was afraid that there would be a riot during the Passover. People would be killed. And the news would get back to the emperor. And as we used to say about Scotland managers, after a run of bad results, his coat was in a sugarly peg. You know that expression? It certainly wasn't a sugarly peg, and it would have been even more sugarly had there been a riot during the Passover. He's afraid of the mob. What else was he afraid of? He's certainly afraid of these people. Was he afraid of Jesus? I think he was afraid of Jesus. John's gospel gives us, it's very interesting, this detailed account, I've kind of blended it in there, of this one-to-one that Pilate had with Jesus, where it's quite clear that he's really impressed with Jesus' claims. You know, he knows Jesus is not a troublemaker. He has dignity about him and so on. I think he's afraid of Jesus. And when he hears this claim, Jesus, he has to be executed because he claimed to be the Son of God. This really scared him. He said, who am I dealing with here? He's afraid, and yet his fear of Jesus is eclipsed by his fear of the Jewish leaders, by the mob, and his fear of Tiberius, the Caesar, who ultimately could have him removed from office and perhaps banished or executed. In fact, history tells us, I don't know if it's it may just be a tradition or so, that he was actually removed from office by Caesar and banished to Switzerland, where, on the orders of one of the Roman emperors, Caligula, he committed suicide, and his body was dumped in a lake somewhere in the Alps. We don't really know if that's true, but he didn't come to a very happy end. He was afraid of Caesar. What else? Self-interest. If this goes bad, then I'm out of a job. If this goes bad, I may be banished. If this goes bad, I may be executed. Really, he's only some guy from Nazareth after all. I mean, my job is at stake here. I know he's innocent. I know it's wrong, but you know, it doesn't really matter. He's just one kind of Jew. Just get rid of him and you know, my position will be secure, hopefully. So he kind of traded Jesus for his own self-interest. That is terrible. He was concerned about his own position before the people, before Caesar's self-interest. A crucial thing, and you maybe noticed this, that the intensity of the, it's just to and fro, in and out, back and forth. Some say this, some say that, and on it goes. What he didn't do is, and you think that in his position as governor, he could have done this, he could have said to them, out, all of you, get out. Come back in 2 hours. Come back in 2 days. Come back in a week. Let me think about this. But he felt himself being pressurized, and he allowed himself to be pressurized. He didn't say, just get out, all of you, and let me think this through. He didn't do that at all. And perhaps if he had just taken some time out in the cold light of day, he might not have come to the decision he came to. He ignored good advice. Tradition tells us his wife is called Claudia, or possibly Procura, or maybe both names. And she sent him a message. He's sitting there on the judgment seat. It's the decisive moment. What's he going to do? And a message comes from his wife saying, have nothing to do with that innocent man, that's her testimony about Jesus, because I've suffered many things in a dream because of him. She was racked by nightmares about Jesus. We don't know what the dreams were, but she was terrified that Pilate was going to condemn this innocent man. She sent a message. Do you think that was good advice? I think it's pretty good advice, isn't it? I'm sure she had his best interests at heart. She's not been nasty. She cares for him. Otherwise, she wouldn't have bothered sending this message, and he ignored it completely. It's like water off a duck's back. And all of these things, there are lots of other factors. You can tease them out yourself. Fear of people, self-interest, not taking time to think, ignoring good advice brought him to a disastrous decision. Can you see the applicability of this to our own lives, facing a difficult decision? Don't be scared of what people will think. We like to be liked. And I'm not saying that you deliberately make yourself unpleasant or unpopular, but sometimes, to do what's right, you're going to rub some people up the wrong way. They're not going to like you because of what you've done. Don't be afraid. Put the priority of pleasing God and doing what he wants first. We talk about obedience. Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. And sometimes doing that will make us unpopular with people. Self-interest. It's not all about us. There are other issues. Above all, there is what is pleasing to God. There is what's going to do good to other people. Is this going to harm somebody else if I take this decision? Not just all about me. And this crucial one, take time to think. If you're not sure what to do, then just call a halt for a minute, for an hour, for a few days. Think. And if you profess to be a Christian, pray about it. You'll find that that can just bring the light bulbs on. Take time out to think. And good advice. Get good advice. Friends who have your interests at heart, people who love you, people who are wise, people who've been through difficult situations themselves, get good advice and don't ignore it. Don't just listen to people who are going to affirm what you want to do. Okay, it's very easy to do that. So when we make decisions ourselves, don't be afraid of people. Do what's right, not just about us. Take time to think, to pray. Don't ignore good advice. So I think these are some of the reasons that Pilate did what he did. Here's the amazing thing. This is really amazing.